Representative Sarah Hannan said she's disappointed with Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget vetoes last week.
From the legislature's perspective, we believed we had a very conservative budget that was not higher than the governor's proposal, that a budget that he submitted in December and amended in January.
She's in town this week with fellow Democratic State Senator Jesse Keel for in-person town halls to discuss the latest on the budget and hear residents' concerns and ideas. Hannan described the additional budget cuts to the ferry system as particularly painful. She says lawmakers have been working to bolster service, but much of the extra funding was vetoed.
So there was a cut of a little over $8 million to the Marine Highway system, and that one really hurt because we fought for every dollar of that and worked hard to convince our colleagues in, you know, the 60-member legislature that the cuts from the previous fiscal year were too significant.
She represents District 33, which includes parts of Juneau, Haines, Clukwan, Skagway, and Gustavus, all which rely heavily on marine transportation. She said there is no prospect of federal funding to fill in some of the budget gaps, as COVID relief dollars have already been allocated. Hannan criticized the governor's veto of statewide funding for school maintenance, as well as his cuts to public broadcasting and his decision to zero out the permanent fund dividend after complaining that it was too small.
I don't think anyone expects it to remain zero, but for it to be anything, we have got to address the other underlying or overlaying fiscal issues. You know, we're not going to just fund a permanent fund dividend and not take care of school maintenance, the ferry system, the performance scholarship, WAMI subsidies for medical school students, and those kinds of things.
Senator Keel is on a special committee to review the PFD, she said, which has started meeting this week and is also focused on long-term funding solutions. The legislature will come back for a third special session on August 2nd, in which time they can address attempting to override the governor's vetoes with a three-quarters vote. Hannan urged residents to turn out to the town halls with their ideas. She said last year she and her District Q colleagues introduced bills that came from input from constituents.
What we should be working on and laws that need to be tweaked and changed come from citizens who run into the brick wall or a problem, and they say, here's a problem, can you help me fix it? And we were each able to find solutions in law for ongoing constituent issues.
Representative Hannan and Senator Keel had their first town hall on Thursday in Clukwan. On Friday, it'll be in Haines, and Saturday in Skagway. For more event details, check out khns.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.